Coach's Insight programs continue here on KARE 93.7, getting you set for the final week of the regular season here in high school football. Now we get a chance to talk a little bit about Jefferson County North. That's with the head coach, and that is Jeff Schneider. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, big win last week. You get it done on the road at Valley Falls, 58-14. You know, as we kind of get to this point in the year, final week of the regular season, plus the playoffs next week, where do you think the biggest growth has been from your team, like the biggest strides your team has made throughout the course of the year from week one to where we are today?
Well, obviously, we have a lot more snaps. We were a relatively young team coming in, so a lot more snaps underneath our belt. In that regard, as the season's progressed, we had to make some shifts in personnel and some changes across the board, and it took us a little bit to kind of you know, get up to speed on that. I feel like we've improved, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. I think our execution there has been tremendous all year long. Offense, I think we still are a little bit of a work in progress at times. That's where we made most of our moves, and we gel at times, and there's times that we are a lot of self-inflicted wounds with penalties and turnovers and such, and that became the case with us in Valley Falls as well this last week. So really good second half for us. First half we a lot of self-inflicted struggles.
Jefferson County North sitting with a 4-3 record off that win over Valley Falls. And you kind of mentioned some things about that game, particularly last week, but what did you like most about your team in that win over the Dragons?
Well, like I said, the second half, you know, the first half we had 3 turnovers. We ended up with almost double-digit penalties, and most of those were all in the first half. So once we kind of got ourselves together and got a little more focused in the second, I liked about everything I saw then. Defense shut them out. We finished with about 475 total yards in offense, the majority of which came in the second half. We had 3 100-yard rushers, which I don't know if I've ever seen in a game that I've coached before. We kind of cleaned up our play a lot. And when we do that, we've said this to our team all year long, when we do that, it looks really good. When we take care of the ball, execute, and don't get penalties, it looks really good. And then at other times, we do a lot of things that hurt ourselves, and that's been very frustrating at times throughout the course of the year as well, too. So second half looked really, really good. I was really pleased with that. Hopefully that's we can continue on and a good jumping-off point for us as we're down the back stretch here in the district.
Talking with Jefferson County North head coach Jeff Schneider here on our Coach's Insight program brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Team sitting at 4-3, get one more game before the playoffs, and it's a pretty big one. Mission Valley comes in, final district game, and this one's going to determine second place in the district with a win on Friday night. St. Mary's has already clinched the District 3 title, but this one between JCN and Mission Valley, the winner getting second place. So obviously a lot riding on this ball game. Do you see distractions as a thing? Do you have to worry about that much with your team, or are they ready to go this week?
No, I think we're ready to go. We've talked about it. Going down since back at the beginning of the season, you know, if you finish in your top 2 in district, you get an opportunity for an extra home game in week 9. And that's been a goal for us as we've gone through our schedule. Looking into this one, you know, like I said, you're kind of playing a 2-for-1. The winner of this game gets to play home. So we have a home game this week. We'd like to get a home game next week and, you know, get a 2-for-1 option on that. We like where we're at. Obviously it's a big game. Mission Valley is a team that looks very similar to us on film. You know, they've got good skill positions. They got a little bit of size at the line. They're lining up and trying to get after you on defense. So, you know, kind of a mirror image in that regard. We're sitting. We've had some ups and downs throughout our season, but if you look at our overall schedule strength, I think it's been really good. Effingham's a 1-loss team, right on the border of being ranked in the 2A division. They're back-to-back league champs. While Buncee is the 1-loss team in the West, who's going to win their district. We were with him up to the 8-minute mark left in the game. Like I said, a very good St. Mary's team is going to be a district winner, and I think is looking really good as they head into the playoffs here as well, too. So we face some good competition. We hope that prepares you as you're heading down into this, and we've talked to that about our players, that the competition level will pay off at some capacity, and we're hoping that that's the case this week.
Certainly is going to help once you get into the playoffs next week. Mission Valley coming off a loss to St. Mary's last week, 56-0. They're sitting at 3-4. But again, both teams entering this one on Friday night with a 3-1 district record, second place behind St. Mary's on the line. So let's talk about a few keys. What do you want to see from your team this week, and what's it going to take to get a win over Mission Valley?
Well, the same thing that I was saying before. I think, you know, we've got to take care of the football and limit our penalties, and then make sure that we execute well on offense. On defense, they're gonna try to put the ball in the air. So on the back end, we've got to play pass first. Their quarterback's athletic. He's He's got good speed is what it looks like, so we've got to make sure we're containing him. And then, you know, at the same time, we've got to get after him to get him off his spot a little bit, but keep him in the pocket. So, you know, we feel like we're having a good week of prep heading into this one, and we like what we've done so far this year to prepare us for it. So.
The runner-up spot in 1A District 3 on the line between JCN and Mission Valley on Friday night. Winner gets a home playoff game next week, while the loser of that ball game is going to have to go on the road in week number 9. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week against Mission Valley. We'll do it one more time next week.
All right. Hey, thanks.